Because you are living in a complicated time in every conceivable way, we would like to talk to you about the importance of your position in any kind of complicated situation. Ironically, the most powerful personal position is the simplest one. It is the one that says, I remember who I am. I am enough. I know the source of my own light and my own love. And I am on my own side, whatever may be happening around me. Now, that sounds like a fairly simple sort of thing to do. But it is as though you are trying to do this while fear and anger and a misshapen world and other people's demands are yipping at you, like not like little dogs, but like very big dogs. And so to be able to hold that central position, that simple one, the one that allows you to open to the universe to get what you need, to open to your own high power, to open to your own calm wisdom, and not be forever in reaction to all of the voices around you. That is quite a challenging thing to do in the times in which we live. Here is another thing, too. You cannot, in a healthy way, respond to yourself and 25 other people at the same time. The way energy is constructed, the way it moves through your field, through your body, that simply will not work. There must be a primary, what would you say, plug-in to your own heart, to the center of your own wisdom, to acknowledgement of the importance of who you are, what makes you who you are, what keeps you safe, what makes you wise and abundant and strong. That whole centering process is what you need. And once again, it is simple because it is all built around love. And the more complex the world, the more simply you need to respond to yourself. We have mentioned in the past this question to you, but it is an excellent one for centering. If in this moment I truly loved myself, and what can follow that would be, what would I feel? What would I do? What would I release? What would I take in? There can be any number of things that follow that particular statement, but that statement is in itself an acknowledgement of who you really are, who you really are, who you always have been, and of the love that you came from, and the love that is still present for you, and is waiting for you to honor yourself enough so that the universe can honor you as well. Now, this is an important concept. We will not be able to cover all the tenets tonight, but in terms of how energy flow happens, if you are in a place where you are collapsed or victimized, not that we do not always visit those places, but if the voice that you are not hearing in you is saying that you are not enough, that you did not get it right, that you should have known, that you should have done, that you, all of those horribly offensive things, if those are going on in you, then what you do is you close your energy. And when you close your energy, because this is a free will planet, the universe then is not able to send you all of the things that you really need. And once again, it is tied to an old patriarchal idea that if you are self-punishing, that involves some sort of virtue, when the only thing it really does is it cuts you off from everything that really is virtue. And so when we are centering, and what we need to be able to say, I hear all the voices, but for this moment, I am going to hear mine. And my voice will open me. And then the voice that the universe sends me is mine as well. And with that energy, with that voice, I will be made whole again. And I will be the thing that is bright. I will be the holder of the light. And the other things that are around me, they must diminish or fall away. So this is the positioning that we are wanting. Will we do it perfectly? Of course not, because it is the human condition. But it is like making a decision. As you are driving down a road where you have always turned left, to consider turning right. Rather than the worrying about what you should have done for this, is there a chance that you could turn in this direction and say, the important thing is what I am doing for myself? And does there need to be a why for this? There does not need to be a why. It is an acknowledgement of your own sacred creation, the power that created you, the power that supports you, but can only do that when you are willing to move aside, even in some of your own voices, the things that make you less than what you really are. So, in this teaching, remember that the power is in knowing your own identity and in valuing it and knowing that the universe values it as well. So we will take a few moments and speak about this together in this teaching, as in all the teachings of light. May you be blessed. Begin to breathe easily and deeply. And know that where your breath goes, healing goes. Feel the air become blue with peace. And as you breathe in the peace, feel it go to every part of your body and your energy where peace is needed. Inhale peace. Exhale fear. Feel a warm rain fall all around you. Wash away the cares of the day, of the week, anything that might have caught in your field. Be aware of the warmth and the power of the rain, and give your burden to the rain. Feel a cleansing energy come up from the center of the earth. Come into your root center and wash away all limitations to what you are creating in your life. All fears, all projections, all judgments, feel them washed away and let your root become a power center for creating the life you want to live. Feel the cleansing energy come up from the earth and come into your second center. And feel the old shame and judgment and those patterns that set up in you in the past. Let the cleansing energy wash them out of your body. And feel the second center return to its true power. The power to cleanse anything that comes into your life. Move it out and away, and leave you clean and strong and who you really are. Feel the cleansing energy rise up, come into the solar plexus, and let the cleansing energy begin to displace the emotions that may have been hard to release, the emotions connected with obligation or mistakes or misplaced duty, all of those old hurts. Let those be washed out of the solar plexus so that that washing energy makes a place where love can flow through you and joy can flow through you. Feel the cleansing energy come up and into the heart. And let the cleansing energy act like a warm river of healing to take away fear and pain, to take away disappointment and confusion, and feel all of that displaced so that the heart center becomes the powerful center of wisdom it was always intended to be. The center that connects most strongly with the power of the universe. Feel the cleansing energy come up and into your throat. And let the cleansing energy wash away any communication that does not serve your heart, that does not serve your worth. Feel it moved out of the communication center and feel that center begin to speak through joy and love and happiness. Feel the communication center clear and the cleansing energy rising up to wash your third eye. And let the cleansing energy wash away your doubt, wash away any limitation you might carry about your own power, to know deeply and truly, intuitively, wisely, and feel the joy as the third eye opens in your full power and lets you know. Feel the cleansing energy come up through your body and into the crown. And let the cleansing energy open the crown. Wider. Honoring your worth and your identity. And feel the golden light of the universe pour into your body, into your thoughts, flowing down your spine to make you strong, across your shoulders to remove burden, into your arms and your hands to make your holding and your doing wise and in tune with your heart. Feel the golden light fill your throat, speaking love to you as you speak love to yourself and the world around you. Feel the golden light fill your heart and let your heart begin to grow, become stronger, more knowing, more wise, more abundant. Feel the golden light flow down through your trunk to heal, to rebalance, to recover. Feel the golden light flow down through your legs and into your feet so that everything in you is full of the golden light of the universe. And feel that light spread past your body and fill a field all around you so that wherever you walk, what you draw to you is in the energy that the universe has given you to carry. The energy that is who you truly are. Bring your attention into your heart center and see that there is a beautiful silver pond, clear, bright, and the moon is reflected in it. And reach into the pond and feel for your gift, resting the mind. Draw your gift up, and with all that intuits in you, know through that center the gift you have been given. When you've known your gift, begin to breathe into the center of your body to balance and to ground. When you've grounded in your body, open your eyes.